Morning. It's another full house with energy. We're like kids before Christmas in the classroom, you know, and the energy is just bouncing off the walls. There are four basic areas of spiritual development. We usually learn them in the same order, but then we continue to use all of them. So it's more like a clover leaf or window panes. We work in different areas at different times. And it helps to know what the four areas are in order to develop them. These are ways to see our lives within the context of the divine. To me, by me, through me, as me. We're looking at these on the four Sundays of Advent because they lead to as me. God is expressing as me. The divine lives as me, just as it did in Jesus. We celebrate that divine birth at Christmas. Not just one divine baby, but all of us. We started last week with to me. To me is a spectrum. On one end is total victim. Everything happens to me. I have no control over this. Some people live their whole lives in that area with that mindset. It's sort of the ground floor of consciousness. And all they know to do is beg God for help. And most of us fall back into that once in a while. The other end of the spectrum, though, is taking responsibility for your reaction, for your feelings. Even if life does happen to you, you have a choice how to feel about it, how to behave. You can choose your attitude. That's progress. That alone is a lot of growth. But then a new thought is introduced. Someone might say it, you might read it, that this isn't happening to you, it's happening for you. That shift right there can open a new door into how life works, what we're doing as human beings, how we are connected to the unseen presence. To believe everything is happening for you puts life in a whole new light. And we have a wonderful example at Christmas. Joseph and Mary, as the stories go, Joseph and Mary were not together when they found out she was expecting a baby, and they chose different reactions. Joseph was alarmed. He was ready to break off his engagement to Mary, but an angel came to him in a dream when his defenses were down and told him everything would be all right. This was God's plan. On the other hand, when Mary heard the news, she was thrilled. For a minute, she did ask how this could be physically possible, but she seemed to know immediately this was happening for her. We can choose how we react. We can choose how we view life. But once you start to consider that the events of your life are happening for you, it raises some questions like, who set this up? Who decides what I need? How does this all line up so perfectly? We may not see the perfection right away, but we can choose to believe it's there. This is by me. Life is happening by me, according to me. You're the one who sets it up. I am the author of my life, the director of my movie. I am the creator of my own experience. That's by me. Most people are really excited about this idea. We see that in The Success of the Secret or Abraham Hicks, all about the law of attraction. Unity, for 125 years, has called it the law of mind action. It's one of our foundational principles, the power of thought to create. What we think manifests in our lives. Not every passing whim, but what we believe deep down will show up. That's by me. This is not New Age claptrap. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. That's Proverbs. That's the Old Testament. The Buddha said, all that we are is the result of what we have thought. So this is ancient spiritual teaching. And if you want scientific proof, read Greg Kuhn or Joe Dispenza. They can tell you how it works in terms of science instead of God, but it's all the same thing. We spend a lot of time with by me in Unity. We develop a consciousness of by me in areas of health, prosperity, relationships. We learn to set intentions to declare what we want. We learn to use affirmations so we can steady our thoughts on positive outcomes. This is far more responsibility than we had in to me. We can't blame anyone else anymore. We can't play the victim. We're not a victim if we created this. We also can't shame ourselves. I'm not worthy and I can't change it. Yes, you can. You can do or be anything you want. That's what we tell children. And it's true at the spiritual level too. Ernest Holmes said, "There is a power for good in the universe and I can use it." We spend years learning how to use it, maybe lifetimes. Using that power may be the reason we took human form, just so we could play with this principle, creating our own experiences for our own good. Now, for some people who've been on this spiritual path for a while, the law of attraction has fallen out of favor. It's been labeled materialistic, or at least simplistic, and they say you can't have everything you want just by wishing for it. Don't give up on this level. We have to learn this in order to move higher. It's like first grade before high school. No, this isn't all there is to it. But this realm of consciousness, by me, gives us access to more power and more responsibility than we ever knew we had for our own lives. We will evolve in our understanding of this law that our thoughts have creative power. The principles don't change, but we keep learning about them. And we have been using "by me" to good effect. The world keeps getting better. Of course, we still have problems to solve, but overall, there is more peace, more food and water, more healthcare, more money on the planet than ever before. What we see on the news are the gaps, the failures, the exceptions to the rule, where we are still working. We bring about good using the power of the universe and power in ourselves, and it all starts with our thinking. The "by me" level is a lot of fun because we get to see results, demonstrations. Most of you have probably already practiced this, but try it again this week. Just think of something you'd like to see, some little thing. I'd like to see a hot air balloon. I'd like to see something made of blue glass. I'd like to see a rhinoceros or a monkey. And just wait to see what shows up in your experience. Watch for it. It might come into your physical presence, or you might see a picture or something on television. We practice on the little things, and then we move on to creating new jobs, better homes, more peaceful relationships. And eventually, we become more interested in how we create ourselves than what we create outside of us. Not what we want to have so much as what we want to be. So if you want peace in the world, are you being peace in the room? All of that is by me. We learn to trust our desires, to follow our bliss, to know the universe will support us. We study the principles underneath the experience. This is what we do in prosperity classes, in mastermind groups. We learn more about how to create our lives, how the law works, and practice with it. But there's a catch. Actually, two catches. The first is, not everyone wants this responsibility. Creating your own life can seem overwhelming. It is easier to be a victim. Less work, more sympathy. So, "by me" can feel cold and lonely. And some people hear "by me" as doing everything by myself, and they ask, where is God in all of this? God is right there, expressing as you. God is the power you have to create. God is the free will that lets you choose. God is the energy that responds to your thoughts. Whether you call it universal law or the quantum field, this is how creation works on our planet. There is no experience outside the divine. Other people worry that "by me" is uppity. It's grandiose, and they don't trust themselves. They're afraid of their egos. And they'll say, I have stinking thinking. I'll choose the wrong things. I don't know what's best for me. That may be true. Next week, we'll talk about surrender, about working in concert with the divine or your higher self. You don't have to know consciously what's best for you. But you do have to step up in the "by me" arena to be as conscious as you can, to pay attention to your thoughts and attitudes, to activate your imagination for good. Because thoughts will manifest. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. And some people are uncomfortable with that power. The minister at the Center for Spiritual Living in Dallas is Petra Weldes, and she did this same series about a year ago. I'm borrowing heavily from her, so thank you, Petra. She said that in her observation, women often want to skip the "by me" step because they're uncomfortable claiming power. They leave the "to me" stage, they learn they're not victims, but then they want to skip straight to surrender. Whatever you want, God, I'm just a vessel for the divine. The trouble with that is they're not participating in their own lives. They never become aware of what they want. They never learn to say yes or no. And many women were taught not to say no. Be nice, don't be pushy, don't be selfish. And to want anything is selfish, much less try to create it for yourself. So just play small. Men, according to Petra's theory, are often socialized to get out there and make things happen. So "by me" is in their wheelhouse, creating their experience. Men are more likely to skip the surrender step. Turning your life over to a higher power is too much like asking for directions. Personally, I'm not sure these differences are gender-based, because I want to skip the surrender step. That's the hardest one for me. I like "by me," being in charge of my experience, and I would skip from there to "as me." See, I'm a creator, so God must be expressing as me. But there's a lot of additional power available in surrender. It is true mysticism. So you can't skip a step because you'll miss something. In "by me," the value of "by me" is that we learn to choose, decide, and act. And sometimes that's all happening within. We choose how to feel, we decide which thoughts to hold, and we act by setting intentions or using affirmations. Move in the direction of your dreams. So that's one catch. Not everyone wants responsibility for their own lives. The second one is huge. It is that bad things do happen to good people, even spiritual people. Even when you're creating your experience, your life might include the death of loved ones, divorce, job loss, illness, things you never wanted. And too often, that negates the law for someone. And they'll say, well, if I'm a creator, then why isn't everything good? This law doesn't work. It is true that in every life, there are a number of experiences we label bad. And there are many times when it's hard to believe that what we're going through is happening for us, much less that we had a hand in creating it. There are two things going on here. One is that we do have a higher self orchestrating events for us. We don't always know what we need, and if we were choosing everything consciously, we would probably skip anything unpleasant or difficult. But how many times have those been exactly the events that boosted your spiritual growth, some life-changing opportunity to learn or to deepen spiritual awareness? I am increasingly convinced that very few of the things we label bad are actually mistakes. We chose this path before we came in. We had things we wanted to learn. Not that every event is predestined, but it's all working in our favor. It fits with our intentions. So if you catch yourself asking, how did I create this? Just know that you did at the highest level of your consciousness or the deepest level of your soul. It might hurt now, but you wanted to learn. And remember that human life is like a child's game, like cops and robbers or cowboys and Native Americans. No matter who gets what, I'm being correct. No matter who gets shot, bang, bang, you're dead. In the end, we all get up and go back home. Remember that, too, when you're worried about other people. Their lives are their creation. They wanted an opportunity to learn. They chose their path, and it is all happening within the divine. Our higher self will help us create our good, and that will include some challenging events. So bad things might seem to happen, or what happens might seem bad. But it's also true that we block our own good. Sometimes what we call bad is just not getting what we want because we've blocked it. Trying to manifest with our thoughts gives us a chance to look inside and find the core beliefs that keep us from having what we want. Some common ones are, I'm not worthy, I don't deserve it, there's never enough, money is evil, people can't be trusted. We're not born with those beliefs, but they're installed so early, we think that's just the way the world is. And then our beliefs create those circumstances over and over, and that reinforces how we think the world is. Overcoming our core beliefs may also be part of the reason we're here, because it's hard. But it is a necessary part of the creative process to clear the channels for creative thought, to clear the way for our higher self to work. Some of this we learned in kindergarten. Believe in yourself, you can do it, your attitude makes a difference. In By Me, we're just developing spiritual muscles to choose, decide, and act, to say yes to our own lives and to make them what we want. This takes a lot of conscious work, mental discipline. You won't feel like the master of your fate every day, but you are. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. That can mean pushing through and forcing things to happen at a human level, or it can mean working within divine law. In By Me, life is designed by me. You know, we live by design or default. To me is default, whatever happens. Design is by me. I am the creator of my experience. And you're not doing this alone. This isn't just at the level of personality. You are working with your soul to create this life. So we need to know more about accessing the divine. We need to know more about what is ours to do and what do we leave up to the universe or the angels. By Me is really a lot to handle. It's a lot of power and a lot of responsibility, and we as humans only have a glimmer of understanding how it all works. That's why it will be a relief next week when we get to surrender, when we can just let Spirit work through me. So let's take these thoughts into meditation. When we meditate, we just become still and relaxed. You might want to take a deep breath and close your eyes. We're so grateful to be aware that we can grow in consciousness. We're grateful to be evolving consciously now, not just waiting to see what happens, but participating with the divine in our own lives. And so as you turn within, look for that place where you feel the constant connection with the divine. Maybe your head, maybe your heart, maybe your gut. There's some physical place where you know that you are one with the One. And as you relax, notice how this feels, that connection. It may be comforting, it may be stimulating, maybe reassuring, it may spark your creative energy. This place, this feeling, is always available to you, always in you. You can return to it anytime. You might see yourself joining hands with this presence, looking out over the landscape to create the life you want. And to learn what you came to learn. There may be surprises, but it all belongs on your path. And so take a moment just to feel this connection, to know that God is within and all things are possible. Grateful for this awareness, and we are willing as human beings to step up, to join with our souls, and to create our world. And so it is. Amen.